presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Josh from Tacoma is. Josh, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. Steve, time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What color is second from the top of the rainbow?
Yellow.
No.
Red.
No.
Orange.
Yes. Where do the New York Knicks play their home games?
In New York.
The venue name?
Pass.
In Disney's Dumbo, what kind of animal is Dumbo's only friend?
A mouse?
Yes. Osteoporosis primarily affects what?
Bones.
Correct. The truth is out there is a common line from what TV show?
X-Files?
Yes. In which U.S. state will you find Augusta National Golf Club?
Florida?
What's that?
Florida?
No.
Augusta. Georgia.
Yes. With the number being less than 10, how many territories does India have?
7.
Yes. Hemophobia is the fear of what fluid?
Sorry, say that again.
Hemophobia is the fear of what fluid?
Urine.
No.
Milk.
No.
Coffee.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. Not bad there, Josh.
Ah.
Here comes Steve. In he walks. Steve, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Are you feeling ready? What color is second from the top of the rainbow?
Oh, man, my daughter's going to be so mad. I don't remember. Green?
No.
Red?
No.
Orange?
Yes. Where do the New York Knicks play their home games?
That would be in New York City.
In what venue?
Oh, Madison Square Garden.
Correct. In Disney's Dumbo, what
That's
kind
so
of
weird.
Animal?
I was going to wear my Knicks Danhausen shirt today. Ah. I should have. Dang it.
In Dumbo, what kind of animal is Dumbo's only friend?
A mouse.
Correct. Osteoporosis primarily affects what?
The bones.
Correct. The truth is out there is a common line from what TV show?
The X-Files.
You know it. In which U.S. state will you find Augusta National Golf Club?
Georgia.
Correct. With the number being less than 10, how many territories does India have?
7.
Yes. Oh. Hemophobia is the fear of what fluid?
Blood.
Yes. Who is known as the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. On which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No, Steve. Oh. You were so close to a perfect 10,
Europe?
But instead, no. Okay. You scored 9, which is a win. 6-9.
Nice.
Sorry, Josh. You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest. The most dinosaur fossils have been found in North America.
You kidding me?
We are number one, Steve.
How about that?
Well, congratulations on a very nice victory.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number. And if you are a Dolly Parton fan, we would love for you to call now. 206-803-ROCK. We have a simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask it after Metallica. Tributes to Dolly Parton continue to roll in from every corner of the entertainment world. Even Eminem
This might be my favorite of all the tributes that I read yesterday, and there was a lot.
He had an incredible post where he wrote, "I'm sorry we never got a chance to meet, but getting this note from Dolly really had an impact on me. She definitely didn't have to take the time to do it. Even for a kid who mostly listened to rap music, she was an icon. A superstar in every sense. Rest easy, Dolly, and thank you for the kind words." And then he shared the letter that she wrote.
That was the coolest part. Like, he had a picture of the actual letter that was sent to him.
On the Dolly letterhead. Oh, yes. So cool. And it said, "Marshall, Eminem in parentheses, congratulations on your induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Even though I don't know a lot about rap music, I've come to know that you are the very best at it."
Also, as you read this, are you not reading this in Dolly's voice?
100%. I almost said it in an accent right there. Aside from that, I hope what I have to say will not seem weird or strange to you, but I have always felt some unexplained connection to you, like I know you somehow. Keep doing what you're doing because you do it so well, and no matter how complex your world may be, just know you are a very special person and touch people ways you don't even know. With love and respect, Dolly Parton.
Imagine if you're having like a rough day or whatever it is, and all of a sudden you open up your mail and there's a letter from Dolly Parton and she's telling you all these nice things.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She's so special, and it leads to our simple question. We will start with Joe Dredd in downtown Seattle. Joe Dredd, our simple question, what was it about Dolly that you loved so much?
Well, good morning, guys. I got to tell you, today I'm wearing my Dolly Parton t-shirt because we got to embrace Dolly. She was an American treasure.
Absolutely.
Of course, Dolly was always easy on the eyes for me growing up. I love that about her. But she always had something positive to say. I never heard anything negative come out of her mouth. And she was just a good human being all the way around.
And Taryn, you were talking about before we went to, while we were playing a song, like you were like, yeah, even people would try and get her to talk trash and she would still take the high road no matter what.
She never gossiped. She never talked bad about anyone. She only built people up and helped people see the good in everything, which I just love.
People giving her a hard time when it was with the Super Bowl performance when she dressed up as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And I was like, that was awesome. And some people were like all like trying to cause drama about that. I'm like, chill the F out.
Don't
she looks
you
great.
Dare. Yeah. Don't you dare talk about Dolly. 206-803-ROCK. Sherry in Tacoma, our simple question. What was it about Dolly that you loved so much?
It was her absolute just lightness of being. When I grew up, we watched the Dolly Parton show and she would come down. Sounds very cheesy, but she would come down on a swing from the top of the stage and she would sing Love Is Like a Butterfly. And I remember even as a little kid just falling in love with her presence and her smile. It was just incredible.
Okay, so I don't know many Dolly Parton songs. I remember as a kid I fell in love with Dolly for the movies and stuff like that, as dumb as it is. But like, I was just a dumb kid watching movies growing up, and I thought, like Joe mentioned, very attractive. I didn't know there was a song, Love Is Like a Butterfly.
Yes.
So that makes sense now, Danny, because Danny showed us on Google, if you type in Dolly Parton's name, there's a nice tribute to her, and there's a bunch of butterflies flying on the screen.
Oh, man. She was a treasure.
Did you ever get to go to Dollywood?
I know. I've never been to Dollywood. I would go. We should put it on the list. Another field trip for us.
A list of 70 things that we have yet to accomplish. Sure.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Gary in Tacoma. What was it about Dolly that you loved so much?
Well, hello.
Hello.
So, the thing is that I moved from Tacoma after 23 years out to Dolores, Colorado, and once I moved out here, all the girls around my age of like 35 just love Dolly, and you just throw on that. So I like pretty much any song, but I Will Always Love You, and letting them know she put it out before, you know, the 1991 hit. It leads to some fun for sure.
Wait, he was using Dolly Parton to hook up with chicks?
Yes. Okay.
She really was a giver.
That is the absolute best way to pay tribute to Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton helped that man get laid.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could win tickets to Excite Fight MMA at Muckleshoot Casino on September 19th. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, you have a shot at winning tickets to Excite Fight MMA at Muckleshoot Casino on September 19th. Our contestant is Kevin from Lake Stevens. What's up, Kevin?
What's up?
Hey, we're going to spin the wheel, sir, and find out if you're playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's going to help Kevin win these tickets? Right now, it looks like it's going to be me. Will it stay there? Yes, it will. Let's go, Kevin. Let's win them.
All right, Kevin. This is your clip.
Hey, what's that?
Yep.
Janie's got a gun.
Nice. Got a
gun. Nailed it.
One of my all-time favorite Aerosmith songs.
So good. Kevin, very nicely done. Steve Miggs, the pressure is now on you.
All right.
And this is your clip. Good job.
I mean, that's for that song. But Stupefy, Disturb.
Kevin! Congratulations. You just got some tickets for Excite Fight MMA.
Yay. Yo, I wasn't sure if it was Janie's got a gun or Janie's got a gun. I had a thing in my head.
Janie, with an N.
Yeah, Janie.
Like Nancy.
Yes.
Okay, because exactly. I say N sounds like animals. Also, that music video was so good.
Oh, yeah. Was that one of your favorites growing up?
You know it. The Daily Mix Show. Oh, yeah, look at it. Not everything was perverted.
Are you sure?
Yeah, right. I'm not positive, to be honest.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? We invite you to call in. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics next. Good morning. We have received texts and calls from you that we've not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics so you can call up to chime in on anything from the show or if you just have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. Juan in Lakewood, you have a question about kicks for kids. What's your question?
Hey, yeah. How do I go about helping you guys out this weekend? I'm taking my boy to go shopping.
Oh.
And before I hit him up, I'd like to help you guys out.
That's awesome of you. Yeah, you just go to KSW.com and donate, man.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Juan. If you go to KISW.com, Kicks for Kids is underway, and we're trying to put as many brand new pairs of shoes on local kids in need.
And we said our hope is to hit $8,000 before the show ends. We're not there yet.
We're not to the end of the show, or we're not to the...
Yes, to both. We're at a little over $7,800 raised, just under $7,900 raised. It'd be great, because tomorrow is Kicks for Kids Day. So tomorrow, yes. full court press. We're going to do everything we can to hit that $20,000, as well as the men's room, too. So any amount can be helped. Any amount will be helpful towards hitting that goal.
Yes, thank you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Russ from Mount Vernon wants to talk a little Dolly Parton. What's on your mind, Russ?
Hey, good morning. I love the show. That's not her driving.
Thanks, Russ.
Driving around in a big orange truck. Did you watch the bloopers of Dolly Parton when she was doing 9 to 5? I think they were on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And she was doing a scene with Dabney Coleman, and he was kind of, you know, like he was hitting up on her. And she says, hey, she says, what's green and smells like Miss Piggy? And he says, I don't know. She says, Kermit's finger.
That's our Dolly.
I did find the clip.
You
did. You know what's green and smells like Miss Piggy? Kermit's finger. Look at that.
She's like, well, look at that.
God love her.
Also, speaking of Dolly Parton, so I go online to find that clip, and then I see something that just says ABC 1988, Dolly Parton tells a naughty joke. Do we dare check it out?
Sure. Oh, my
Lord. Sorry, Danny. Get your finger on the button.
Hi, Dolly. Okay, I'm asking you a question on behalf of myself and my school. I'm an editor of my school newspaper in Simi Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a high school kid about to ask a question to Dolly Parton.
The question is, if you could tell teenagers of America today one thing, whether it be advice or something of support, what would it be?
I would say, act like it's raining every day and wear your rubbers.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's good life advice right there.
That's her. That's our Dolly.
Here it's even. It just shows how cool Dolly is, because she said that. You could tell like the kid was laughing, but she definitely wanted to give him a real answer. So after they finished laughing, she said this.
I would just say, stick to your dreams, stick to your guns, and just to have faith in yourself and just keep on. Stick with it, in other words. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
She's awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Jason is calling from Stanwood wanting to talk about a big event happening in my hometown coming up this weekend. Jason, what is happening?
Yeah, we have the Meyer Art Festival taking place on Saturday, the 29th, so this Saturday. We're going to have the Old Brick Road in Stanwood packed with artist booths and interactive art booths and a family play area, main stage with concerts. I think we have 6 concerts lined up. We have a beer garden and food trucks. And then we're opening up the doors of this old furniture building, and it's going to be an experience of the future Meyer Art Center that we're building here. And hopefully in a year or two, we're going to break ground this fall. And it's going to be a 13,000 square foot, beautiful landmark art center.
Oh, now you're just bragging.
Build community by art, yeah.
But Jason, how long has this been in the works now for Stanwood?
Well, I was on the grassroots group that started this little dream, and that was in 2017. But actually, we formed as a not-for-profit in 2020.
Awesome, dude. Well, congrats on that.
For sure. And where can people go for more information, not just about the event this weekend, but about the Meyer Art Museum in general?
Meyer Art Center. Yeah, if you Google Meyer Art Center or Meyer Art Festival, you can find out about us. And matter of fact, I think we're launching the new website in the next day or two.
I'm shocked. Very cool. Taryn, you were not involved in this.
Well, I should have been involved in it.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I thought you did everything in Stanwood.
I do a lot of things in Stanwood.
Dropping
That's
the ball.
Awesome. Well, and so this place where it's going in is right across from Stanwood Tattoo Company, where you guys got your ink when we did the
very
parade.
Cool.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Michael in Seattle has another Kicks for Kids question. Michael, what's up?
Hey, guys. I hope everyone is well. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to talk to you.
Listen, a 61-year-old man who does not have social media, computer, can't even work his camera on a flip phone, but thank God there's rock and roll. How does someone like that without all that get a donation for some shoes for some kids?
You know, I would say just find a random person on the street and say, ask them, give them cash, and then say, hey, can you now make a donation on behalf? I don't know. That's a good question.
Turn into a liquor purchase instead of a shoe purchase.
Well, we don't want that.
We don't want that.
I mean, yeah, just find a nice lady and be like, hey, lady, can you help me out? I don't have the internet.
Well, and you could also probably if he's a check writer, you can mail a check to Mary's Place.
Oh, that's a good point.
They will definitely take that money and put it to good use and support these awesome families and their kids as they get ready to go back to school.
So, Michael, if you could do that, if you have a checkbook and you can write a check, just call us back and Dayton, our phone screener, will give you Mary's Place's address, and that way you can send money that way.
That's exactly what we'll do.
That works too.
Yes.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
I thought you got a chance to talk to some random people and have them do it for you.
Make new friends.
Or maybe it's like someone in his family that has the internet.
There you go. Yeah, okay. Find a young person. KISW is 55 this year, Rockaholics, and we are celebrating this Sunday at Tulalip Amphitheater with the Black Crowes. If you do not yet have your tickets, shame on you. Go get them at KISW.com. Come kick it with us. There's actually going to be a pre-show party from 4 until 6 at the Canoes Cabaret. And then there's an after party with Girls and Roses. So it's a full day of fun celebrating KISW's 55th anniversary. All the info at KISW.com. Thank you, Rockaholics.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the facts of legends. The Rockaholics. And some don't just listen, they show up, they bring the moment, they win the day, they're the player of the game, and they earn the Daily Mix Game Ball!
That's right, we're doing it too, we're giving out a game ball. Yes. So Steve Miggs, please tell everyone who is getting today's Daily Miggs Show Game Ball.
Well, all morning we've been showing a lot of love for Dolly Parton, and earlier this morning we got a couple of great calls, one from Tracy and one from Justin, and both of them deserve the game ball. Now, Tracy, I heard you have a story about Dolly Parton.
I do. 10 years ago, my parents were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and having had music in our lives since I was born, my dad had actually written to Keith Richards to see if they would come and perform at the 50th as a joke, and never heard anything back. And so I wrote to a number of people, probably 58, 75 different artists that had been part of our lives. And Dolly wrote back, and she wished my parents a wonderful anniversary. She was a stellar human being.
That is incredible.
That's so wonderful, Tracy. Let's now pull up Justin from New Mexico. Justin, yeah. Are you there?
Yes. So I was born and raised in Branson, or around Branson, Missouri, and she eventually bought into what used to be called Dixie Stampede.
Okay.
They renamed it Dolly Parton's Stampede. But every now and then we would go there as a school, and she would show up there, and a handful of us would get to go down on the stage and chase chickens. You had to catch a chicken. And if you won, you got to get a hug from Dolly Parton.
Oh, my God. I would catch that chicken so fast.
Did you catch
and
the chicken?
As a 12-year-old young man, she gave the absolute best hug.
Oh, I bet she did.
A lot of cushion.
Oh, so much cushion.
It's amazing, Justin.
So I got to meet her about a handful of times. One of the most lovely women I've ever met. And, yeah, she's going to be missed.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Hey!
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a well-known Seattle band reuniting for a special performance that's taking place 2 weeks from today.
Damn.
We're going to give you the Daily Migs download after Foo Fighters.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I do love the Seattle Mariners on their social media page. They have a great post that just says, another day, another dump.
Hunter Goodman. This ball barreled down the line. Cal Raleigh has returned.
I am so glad that Cal Raleigh remembered how to play baseball again.
He found his mojo.
That's four straight home runs that he hit. Three in one game, one in the next game, which was pretty awesome. That tied the Mariners record set by Mike Cameron back in 2002 when it comes to consecutive home runs. Now Seattle has won 4 of 5 and is just 2.5 games back in both the AL West and the wild card race as they go for the sweep this afternoon against the Phillies, who were coming into it a really good team. They had a strong winning streak going, and the Mariners have shut them down.
That's a lot of emotions I'm processing right now.
Cue the optimism.
Yes, sir. Well, as you probably heard by now, country music legend Dolly Parton passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Her family says that she passed away peacefully, surrounded by her loved ones. But then we also learned that actor Tim Curry has also passed away at the age of 80. He became a cult icon playing Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and was also known for playing Pennywise in It, the butler Wadsworth in Clue, and Rooster in Annie. He did suffer back in 2012 a major stroke that left him unable to walk, but he was still doing voice work occasionally and would make, you know, public appearances here and there, including celebrations of the Rocky Horror's 50th anniversary last year.
Were you a Rocky Horror person?
Absolutely.
That tracks. Danny, were you?
No.
Never once seen it.
That also tracks.
Oh my gosh, that actually surprises me about you, Danny.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
I thought Danny would like it.
See, I know Tim Curry and I like a lot of his stuff. The one thing I don't know him for is clearly his most popular role, which was in Rocky Horror.
So what is his role for you that is most memorable?
Wadsworth and Clue.
Danny, were you a Fern Gully guy?
Yeah.
Do you remember Hexus, the forest spirit? That was voiced by Tim Curry.
He was also in Home
Alone.
He was in Home Alone 2.
That's right.
Yeah.
Soundgarden, big reunion happening. This is exciting. I saw this yesterday. They're going to reunite for a special halftime performance for the season opener. Like you mentioned, it's just 2 weeks from today. Yes, we are playing on a Wednesday against the New England Patriots at Lumen Field. The surviving members of Soundgarden will be joined by Taylor Momsen of the Pretty Reckless, and she always does a great job singing Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, Chris Cornell songs, so I think that's a perfect pick. Also, Pearl Jam's guitarist Mike McCready will be jumping up on guitar as well. And then Luke Bryan, he's not performing with them, but he's performing before the game. So a lot of stuff going on with the Seahawks home opener, season opener at Lumen Field. Now I kind of really want to go.
I know.
I already wanted to go, but now that Soundgarden's going to be there, I absolutely want to be there.
Well, also from the world of sports, the Sounders have acquired striker Dejan Jovalich. Is that how it is? Dejan Jovalich,
sure.
Right, Danny?
Why not?
He's from Sporting That's Kansas better. City.
I thought it was Dejan Jovalich. Clearly, I was wrong.
It's somewhere in there. But they acquired him from Sporting Kansas City in a $6 million deal as they try to get their struggling offense going. He's a 27-year-old proven MLS goal scorer who previously starred for the LA Galaxy and is now giving Seattle another major attacking option.
So $6 million.
It's the $6 million man.
So he won't have to complain about gas at least because he could afford it. Because now gas continues to get more and more expensive around Seattle. The average is $5.36 a gallon here in Washington State, which is well above the national average. That's around $4.05. I remember back in the day, what was that, like 30 years ago, it was $4 here?
Oh, my
It feels
gosh.
Like forever ago. I feel like we've been hovering around that $5 amount for a while.
A great time to remind people that there's another code word coming up at 11:20 this morning for you to potentially win a $500 gas card.
That's why you earned the nickname, the plug machine.
Wow. I hope that's the reason.
I thought that was the reason. I mean, your sorority sister told me that was your nickname in college.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 78 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.